As the I-95 Overland Bridge project comes to a close with a new exit on the horizon, Phillips Highway is poised to become the next development hotspot. Kelsey Hasden tells us about two major projects in the works there. First off, Kelsey, why is this area so ripe for development?
Well, in the 1950s, the area was then called Times Square, and it was a pretty popular place in Jacksonville. But around that same time, I-95 was built, and the area just died out. So now when you drive through there, you see, you know, areas that are fenced off. It's overgrown with weeds. There just isn't a whole lot going on right now. So with Chance Partners coming in and building these two major projects, it's a great way to revitalize the area.
So one developer, two projects. Let's start with the first one,
which is called the San Marco Promenade, is along Phillips Highway. It's between Mitchell Avenue and River Oaks Road. This will be a building with 284 apartments. It'll have 10,000 square feet of retail space. They should begin the construction by the end of the month and then hopefully finish it by summer of 2019.
That's a lot more people potentially coming to the San Marco area. And the other development?
The second development is called San Marco Crossing. This would be located at the Southside Assembly of God property, which is on Kings Avenue.
And that project is adjacent to that brand new Daly's gas station that recently opened at Phillips and Kings.
This will also contain lots of apartments and townhouses, and this project is expected to start early next year. Overall, these two projects represent $100 million of investment into the outskirts of San Marco, which is an area that can be greatly revitalized if these plans do go through.
Kelsey Hasden is with Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.